Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship...
Mele.
...Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good health,
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, the international
host. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yo. All right, I know this thing might be a little low because I'm doing something right now, uploading a lot of new music, you know what I'm saying? Because the date is Too Much Music Thursday, you know what I'm saying? So Thursday is dedicated to a whole lot of new jams, you know what I'm saying? Break these independent artist records, and that's what we do. It's your host, Captain Smell So Good in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? Alongside international co-host, Mr. Sayonite, be up in this motor, nigga. You know what I'm saying, pretty soon. And also with our heavenly angel, you know what I'm saying, heavenly sidekick, you know what I'm saying, we do it real big over here, man. This is what we do. So y'all sit back, relax, check out the tracks, and this is what we do, because you know that.
I see you, little mama, on the dance floor, while you're out there.
I look to my right, little mama's looking fine, she's popping. When they see her coming down from that bed, she rides. Got them Gucci shades on. She can see Nania on top of that. She's fine. Go ahead and pop your booty. Let me get you closer to me. You feel so nice.
Pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it,
pop it. Pop it, pop it. She know what she wanna do.
Trans,
I let you touch that.
Back at you like you stole something, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Too much music Thursday, man. We was up in the buildings all music all day long, jamming 2 hours, scrizzate. But we got to take a little moment of, not silence, but you know what I'm saying, a little prayer break out, man. Let me cue some little prayer break music up. You know what I'm saying? A little prayer break music. Yeah, you know. Yeah. We got a fellow show host, band friend, all that good ish. You know what I'm saying, brother of the world, and I mean the world. And you know, some people go through a lot of things in life. You know what I'm saying, but you know, as long as you know you got beautiful people, you know what I'm saying, that supports you and got your back. You know what I'm saying, that's what helps you get through life. You know what I'm saying, and unless you see day after day that every day is beautiful. You know what I'm saying, because beautiful people right there with you. So this prayer is going out to Mr. Bob Tarnack over there at Inception Radio. Comes out before the UFOs and the angels. Everybody over on that side, you know what I'm saying? Brother Bob Tarnack is going through a little situation right now. Suffering from an illness that a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, take for granted, man. And, you know, don't tighten up when they, you know what I'm saying? So, you got to do that, people. You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your body no matter what illnesses, you know what I'm saying, they come your way, you know what I'm saying? And they always keep your head in the clouds, you know what I'm saying? The Lord is listening. So just want to say, you know, Lord, please bless Bob Tarnack and his family, friends, and everyone who may be involved in his life, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, as well as physically, you know. And may they help him get through everything that he's going through, you know what I'm saying? May his pain be eased by the sound of my voice, and may his pain be eased by the touch of anybody who may be around him, you know what I'm saying? That's in direct contact. And, you know, and through all your endeavors, my brother, you know, may you be safe and everything work out for you. Peace, blessings, and love to you. Except for Wrecking the Game Radio, your boy DJ Smells So Good. And I guess I'll run this back for Mr. Barr right there, you know what I'm saying? He's a special friend, homie. So cool. Motherfuckers hit me up in here. Shit. God damn it. He made me interrupt my motherfucking music. God damn blog talk. Alright, check this out. I gotta get serious ready, alright? This is a prayer going out to Bob Tarmac over in Inception Radio, you know what I'm saying? One of the brothers, sisters, however the fuck y'all want to call it, networks, you know what I'm saying, that we, you know what I'm saying, show love to. They show love to us. Shouts out to Florida UFOs, Heavenly Angel. And Mr. Bob Tarmac, you know what I'm saying, over there is suffering from a very fucked up illness, you know what I'm saying? And so what I want to do is just take a little time out, you know what I'm saying, from Wrecking the Game Radio to send him and his family, you know, shouts out and condolences, you know what I'm saying? May you have a blessed recovery, you know what I'm saying? Because some illnesses that we get diagnosed with sometimes, you know what I'm saying, are irreparable, you know what I'm saying? So we think, you know what I'm saying, and we start to you know, give up hope on living, you know what I'm saying? So one thing I always say is you got to keep your head in the clouds, you know what I'm saying, because the Lord is listening. And so I just want to, you know, Bob Tarmac and family, you know, Lord, may you please bless him, his family, friends, and everybody that's involved in his life. Through the illnesses that he's going through, may he find swift recovery, you know what I'm saying? And may the physical, emotional, spiritual, and all the pain that is drawn down on him be lifted in the name of Lord, in your name, Lord, and bless him, and may he find peace, you know what I'm saying, through pain, you know what I'm saying, and that's coming to you from Wrecking the Game Radio, homie, you know what I'm saying, amen, and much love to you, Mr. Bob Tarmac, you know what I'm saying, because any friend of Heavenly Angels or Florida UFOs, anybody on this network is a friend of mine, so, you know, and I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying. And much love to you. So I have to run special friends back because of the goddamn phone was fucking up. So hello.
Timmy!
Damn it, don't y'all play with me on this mother. Don't y'all play with me. God damn it. What the hell going on? Okay, here we go. Goofy, boo.
What's poppin'?
Had to get that out, man. We got,
what happened?
Can everybody hear me?
Hello? Am I here?
I'm just far away. Can you hear me?
Am I here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Is it clear?
Yeah, I don't know how clear could it be. Well, what did I walk in on? What happened?
Well, close friend of ours, man. I don't know what the hell going on with my phone. Everybody keeps saying, like, my phone like this is low.
Man, Smelly, fuck what they say. Tell me what happened.
A brother named Bob Tarmac, who's on Inception Radio, Florida UFOs network. He
been diagnosed with a form of cancer. So you know, I had to take time out. You know what I'm saying?
My heart and prayers go to that person and his family, because I mean that's some terrible. That's a terrible going through, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Ouch.
No, everybody needs some love. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So Smelly, what's poppin'?
What do we do over here? Probably because it's damn restreaming, man. I don't know. They can't hear me on his network, but.
Well, motherfucking everybody. I could hear you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, brother? What's happening, man?
Oh, nothing. I'm working on the sexual video. And then after that, I'm going to finish the crack stories video. And then we got two new videos.
Yeah. I got to do my damn. So everybody, Ash was stepping his game up on his videos. I got to step a game up on my video. Do my damn mother for sale.
Hey, well, I tell you right now. Nowadays,
okay, go
you got to make those, because people just hear your music and, you know, they just hear your music. But if they see the video, then they get a little more understanding, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like my video, everyone was like, damn, that video is crazy. And I go, yeah, that's all images projected out of my brain. You know what I mean? And it's like, damn,
bring
that's what
life,
my brain looks like. You know what I mean?
You got to bring it to life. Bring it to life. I got some new music, man. I got some new music. And I also got some new music coming off of the first In the Beginning. You know what I'm saying? Mixtape from Straight Boat Rock.
Would be nice if we could hear you.
You know what?
Yeah, I don't think this is rebroadcast. So.
Blog Talk Radio's
been
fucking up.
Because
it fucked up on
away.
Me last night. And I'm telling you, they hate the minority
Blog
shows.
Messed up. I couldn't even get in your chat last night, Goofy Bone.
And
unfortunately, through the grapevine, heard it through the grapevine. Mr. Blog Talk Radio is in the battles of so-called selling the station. And
who's going to buy the station? Oh, hell no. Alan Levy's going to sell out? You bullshitting
yeah.
me.
So that's the word around town. That's what I've been hearing from external sources. And
so what about my show? Is it going to get canceled?
Man, everybody better download all your motherfucking episodes and find you a goddamn network or make your own network up.
Oh, excuse me, brother. I didn't know we were on that route, but fuck.
Yeah. that's how far it's going. Shit, I've been downloading all my shit because I don't know when the big day going to be. Goddamn, fuck that.
It's time for the Trilateral Commission fucking .com.
You know what I'm saying? Trilateral Radio, bitches. God damn right. TrilateralRadio.com. We're going to go ahead and fucking put it on up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody come on over. But we got a lot of radio networks, you know what I'm saying, out there. You got the Paranormal Suit Network. You got Inception Radio. You got VIM Radio Network. You got Deb Daly over there with her radio network. You know what I'm saying? So shit.
Deb Daly doing now.
She got
people can hear
on.
Me talking, but they can't hear you talking.
Can't hear who?
They can hear me all right, but they can't hear you.
I don't know. So
well,
I can't
call
hear
the show.
Hear you.
Not like I'm
call
talking
the
to
show.
Myself here.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Call the show.
Dude, it sounds like you're sitting like back, far back or something.
Switch up
Ooh.
The phone.
Yeah, that's weird. I already switched my phone now. This ain't going to get no better than what y'all hearing. Is it? Now I'm fucked up. Well,
you're broadcasting in two rooms right now.
Yeah, well, that might be the problem, though. Because, I mean, everybody, y'all
no,
hear me
no,
clear
no,
here,
no,
so.
No. The problem was there before you even got over on the other radio show.
Oh, you're talking about in the chat room, the Blog Talk chat room?
Jamie's got it on his radio station right now. Double broadcast right now.
Well, fuck, Florida UFO said thank you because goddamn it, he heard it, so shit. After battle.
You hear that, Jamie? Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But
love
once again,
you.
Prayers
love
out
you,
to Bob Tarmac and family. You know what I'm saying? There you go. All right. But anyway, yeah.
I got some more new music, man, and I'm actually gonna be uploading. I'm gonna grab it from upstairs. Got some new artists, you know what I'm saying, to bring to the shizzo. New funk, some new heat, and that's what we're gonna be doing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what's up. It's all about the new music, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Let's get into some Six Figures, people. This is that new shit. This is Hennessy.
Point blank music.
Sippin' on this Hennessy. Can't keep my mind straight. F-O-double-S. The boss. Let's go.
Sippin' on this Hennessy. Sippin' on this Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Sippin' on this Hennessy. Sippin' on this Hennessy. Sippin' on this Hennessy.
For the time.
Sippin' on this Hennessy.
Can't keep my mind straight. Sippin' on this Hennessy, smoking countin' figures. Thinking to myself, fuck wrong with these niggas. They talk that hustle shit, but they ain't really with it. Y'all make it hard for real niggas, that's out here trying to get it. I put my life into it, I'm talking my all, man. And it's gon' stay that way, until my dying day. My nine is like my mind, and I can't keep it straight. Ain't going at you rappers, nor the top, that's my aim. I feel that way, cause I done been through the struggle and pain. Life ain't nothing. And promise tomorrow may be my last day. So I keep it solid. Power come with knowledge. And can't no other man block it, cause only I can stop it.
Straight snitter, I drinks like a fish, yeah, he's sucking down these fists. These niggas say they drinking, but they drinking bullshit. I'm a Henny type nigga, yeah, I'm privileged when I sip. I drink it straight, no chase, till I can't feel my face. Rubbing on my face like I'm dizzing out, man. I never fly a bitch, but drink the Henny till I can't. Henny be my bitch, I let her fuck me in the face. Let her get me pregnant till I'm throwing up, man. Henny on deck like some aces out of spades. Mob affiliated, real cuckoo in the brain. Six figures, nigga, Henny hitting like a train.
Popping at a yellow bone, bitch quit talking, I ain't here to get your telephone number, I'm just here to be the plumber. I got you busting like I hit you with a plunger, I beat the pussy up and now we smoking on some ganja. No wonder I'm leaning, I poured the hypnotic in my cup and now it's greening, fiending for another trip for the heman. Rossi, looking like a demon, eyes hella glossy, homie give me a reason, I'm really with the shit, finna bust a nigga face if I take another sip, cause I'm...
Hey, baby. You don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Just be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? you. But it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to the things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back all the way back when I met you at the mall looking so fine. And I said these two words, hey you. And if you don't mind, we'll start back at A, B, C. With those two special words, baby, they make you smile, make you begin to stand me intently. Now we move on down the road to that next level called intimacy. That's when I fell in love with you, baby, and you fell in love with me. Hey, 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 hey.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism on each time, and now they barrel. All of the crime and they barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Clubbing a barrel, oh, bad man.
Yeah.
Nicaraguan. It's not about politics. All about the people in the community. All because of ignorance. They are suffering. From crime and poverty. Robbing a barrel.
Shouts out to everybody out here real quick.
Tonight!
Yeah. All right, we got some hood updates coming live from Tampa, Florida. What the? Let's see who we're calling.
Calling
as we wait for a call.
Calling what? I ain't me.
Well, stupid
Adobe Premium.
Calling. Who is that? Oh. Who's calling?
Fuck around with Party Time ass sitting there. He's trying to call somebody else to bring him to the damn show. It's crazy, man. So DJ Party Time, man, representing PAMPA, the Regular Game Entertainment Radio Team.
Where's DJ Party Time at?
Just dumped out. I'd probably call that. He probably call back here in a second. He do that three-way. He be on the show, man. He'll three-way call. You know what I'm saying? Bring more people onto the show. So you fuck around. It'd be 3, 4, 5 people sitting on his line, and it's just him. Shout out to Party. You got to be careful when you talk to Party. I think I have Party line going on and shit. I'm like,
goddamn, nigga, how many people on your one phone?
Okay, yeah, what I need you to do, okay, I need these three numbers.
Come on, man.
Call these two people. Okay, now when they get on the phone, I need them to call these, man, I got like 13 people on the motherfucking phone, man.
That's in love.
That's not the advice grip down there, and folks out of dead. Well, Bob didn't weave me when I came down there. I don't know what the hell happened. I stayed down there the whole weekend. And family reunion. He was out of town. Down in Fort Lauderdale, right around the corner from him. Yeah, he wasn't there though. He wasn't there the whole weekend. He was somewhere when he said he was there. He was out of town though, so we ain't getting beat up. It's all good in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm uploading new music as we speak, people. You know what I'm saying? And after the Nutty News, I'll be debuting. So after the Nutty News, completely
debuting
new music, never heard before, guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? You know, repetition.
It's a Starship Smelly Prize exclusive.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Anybody got any updates coming from your hometown?
The only updates I have are the sexual video should be done probably about towards the end of the show. But the downloading and all that shit to fucking Faith, to YouTube and all that shit, fucking that takes forever. But yeah, it'll be done by noon.
All right. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Watching videos and lurking. All right. Well, that'll work. Shout out to Bob Tarmac, man. Thanks for listening in. Thank you, 40 UFOs, for the restream. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're simulcast.
Shout out to Florida UFOs.
Inception Radio. Inception. In fact, probably. You always do that. Florida UFOs come in, you'll never link drops. You know what I'm saying? You'll never give no show times. Nothing.
You know, the little punk game of link drops in my fucking room.
What happened?
Some little motherfucker came in my room the other day and link dropped. And fucking, he got mad because I kicked him out.
Yeah, I mean, people, the purpose of link dropping, we'll let you do it, but damn, you just don't come in and just spam my shit. You know what I'm saying? You only need to see that shit one fucking time. It stays
the
there.
King of that shit was Golden Squad DJs.
No,
whoever the fuck this motherfucker ever went to.
Who goes to
Smelly?
Huh?
You remember that motherfucker?
Yeah, old Golden Squad. We still conversate. He sending me messages and shit through the through something, MySpace, Facebook. One of the motherfuckers he on, I don't know. Still playing commercial music though. You know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck that.
I heard they kicked him out of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, because he was playing all commercial music. That's why. Every time you listen to his show, that's all he was playing was commercial. Unimproved music, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, he had like, you know, he had a real goddamn FM radio station.
Yeah, he had like a real FM radio show, but fucking, you're not supposed to.
But didn't have the listeners for it. All that shit he did, he still didn't have the fucking listeners, and that's why he had to come in and link drop the whole fucking time. Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Inception Radio. Make sure y'all tune in, goddamn it. Check that shit out. It's going down. Good program. Good listening. I shouldn't say program. You know what I'm saying?
What do you consider us? Bad listening program?
Party time. What's happening, man? What's going down in the hood?
What's good in the hood? No idea.
My homeboy, DJ Party Time.
Hold up, man. Let me turn Blog Talk Radio up. Hold on, let me turn Blog Talk Radio up. Anybody know how to do that? Exactly. Damn. Motherfucker, man. Don't get mad at me, people, when we do make the final move. And don't be mad, motherfuckers, out there when we make the final move in trilateral radio. You know what I'm saying? It's in effect. You know what I'm saying? Because it's coming. I better partner site with us, goddamn it. Once that trilateral radio,
man, you got to find that fucking site where we could do that shit. We'll be shitting on Blog Talk. And I'll really put Blog Talk down to the fucking lowest of the low.
Oh, man. How about Blog Talk fuck up every day? Ah, man. Them motherfuckers will get that shit so hard, boy.
Poor Steady J. He loves Block Talk Radio with all his heart. And they do him dirty.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Not love Block Talk Radio. Right. But anyway, what you got going on there, Mr. Party Time? Open the hood.
Oh, no. Doing a fog test right now. Doing a fog test. Making sure the fog is there.
Oh, where you got that from, old Mitch Millionaire?
Where that?
You got that from Mitch Millionaire?
Nah, I got Tony the Tiger.
Oh, okay, yeah, because Mitch Millionaire tried the hell out of me last week. That goddamn dog park that he bagged up and shit. I don't know what the fuck going on, man. Listen here, people. I smoke trees. I don't smoke the piece of the tree. I don't smoke dog bark. Bark off the goddamn tree. Don't bag that up. Try to resell that. It's very foul.
All right, Red Ho, it's time to eat some lunch.
Who what?
Oh, my son's lizard. I'm going to feed him right now.
A lizard? What the hell you got? A iguana?
You know, I got a beard. Blue's got the bearded dragon.
You got a beard on it?
Yeah.
Animals grow hair. They grow beards. Wow. Gotta see that one.
Well, they're called bearded dragons. Look at this motherfucker's hungry. You're hungry, huh, Rojo?
Yeah, go ahead and jump in. Jump in. Huh? Got a little cue coming for you people. I'm on a little new music. Got 13 minutes to the nutty news of the day. 13 minutes.
I'm standing on the edge. The edge of the ocean. Right on the threshold.
Fucking the West Coast, making it dope. It's automatic, gotta be a lean, we gon' tear it up. When I'm drunk as hell, I don't give a fuck. I only say it once, you only get one warning. Next time I knock you on your ass, you'll be snoring. Bros, bros, goofy boning in the sky. We coming harder than ever, it ain't no lie. Make way for the fucking king, move aside. This that real street music, enjoy the ride.
Come to my hood. Up in Northern Cali, we got so much bread. We're all a little thick, cause we're all home fed. Speaking of thickness, look at this wad. Selling cocaine is a motherfucking job. I'm feeling chuffed, and I rock my dickies. I'm big and tall, and always mean like them rookies. Always on the streets, you gotta be mean. Cause motherfuckers will try to take you from your dreams. Stab you in the back, and let you die. I'm still alive, so let me ride through the streets, through the blocks, and downtown to the tank. People tripping off the doubles I'm bringing to the bank, and that's how I do it, straight from the street. I'm always glocked up, just in case you got me.
Get at me, cause I got
when everything went just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like, I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean
tonight.
The world. And I got one for you, people. I got one for you. I got one for you. First of all, konnichiwa. It's the
konnichiwa. What's up?
No, you might want to get that out of your head, because, brother, we're starting Creole next month, people. Oh. Right. Since I have so many Haitian friends that I've suddenly met, and, yeah. Since we, okay, check this out, people. Right here live on Regular Game Radio, what we do at the top of each hour of each day, we have the Nutty News Today, which comes to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com, where we bring you headlines from around the world and all kind of weird and crazy shit. But because Mr. Who dropped that link? Mr. Razor over here on Inception Radio, let me give a couple of shots out to old Jamie, you know what I'm saying, Bob Tarmac, Mrs. Butterfly, Profundity, some shit like that. Flying Saucer, Angel Feather, and Razor. Of course, Heavenly Angel was hanging out over there. See ya. And shouts out to the guests. And I guess I won't kick your ass out because I'm feeling pretty unhigh today. If I had my weed, you know what I'm saying? You would have been gone. Yeah. But anyways, we got a link coming from Mr. Razor, and this is mailonline.com. And I'm going to give you a couple of these headlines, man. And if anybody hears one interesting, wants to know about it, say, hey, read that shit. All right. Let's practice. Student jumps to his death after a roommate secretly films gay sex session and puts it on the internet. Okay, I guess nobody wants to hear about that one. I'll take you out. Candidate for new governor, Carl Paladino, an astonishing attack on reporter. Okay. Comedian Greg Giraldo, 44, dies after accidental overdose of prescription drugs.
Who's that?
Comedian Greg Giraldo.
Geraldo, like the guy that got hit with the chair guy?
I don't know who that is. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we want to read this one. Read that shit. That's what you're supposed to say, people.
Read that shit.
There we go. This is a new little segment we're going to goddamn start here, people. That damn right. Read that shit. All right, here we go. Comedian Greg Giraldo died 5 days after he was admitted to the hospital following an apparent overdose of prescription drugs. Father of three. Passed away Wednesday, and he was divorced, but he's known as for stand-up routines in which he skewered the likes of Joan Rivers and David Hasselhoff. He was well-known for his work on programs such as Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn, Louis Black's Root of All Evil, and several Comedy Central roasts in NBC's Last Comic Standing. Both Comedy Central... Burns, the comedian, died on Wednesday in New Brunswick, New Jersey Hospital in New York. Well, God damn it. Shit. Here you go.
Hello?
since you're dead, brother.
Here's your address.
Oh, my bad. I guess you're going to hell for that one.
No, really.
Anyway. Give the last laugh and shit, people. All right, here we go. Fisher Price recalls 10 million toys and high chairs after reports of injuries.
Oh, shit. Who needs his high chair?
Fisher Price?
What? Yeah, it's Fisher Price.
Oh, right. Fisher Price makes every fucking day. Shit. Baby sleep positioners are too dangerous to use. Warn officials after two children suffocate to death. Okay. Not interesting. Fuck about the kids. All righty then. Moving. Britain, suspected of plotting Al-Qaeda Mumbai-style terror attack, is killed by U.S. drone.
Okay. Next.
Nobody gives a fuck about Britain. I don't either.
Next.
Does E.T. live on Goldilocks planet? How scientists find a mysterious pulse. Does E.T. live on Goldilocks planet? Goldilocks, who the fuck is that? Yeah. And how scientists spotted mysterious pulse of light from direction of newly discovered second Earth 2 years ago. Read that shit. Fuck around reading. God damn it. Sounds weird. That's the whole purpose of me clicking on this shit. Well, not really. This is one of them. Let's see. An astronomer picked up a mysterious pulse of light coming from the direction of a newly discovered Earth-like planet almost 2 years ago. It has emerged. Dr. Rodbeer Bothell, scientist at the University of Western Sydney, picked up the odd signal in December 2008, long before it was announced that the star Gliese 581 has habitable planets in orbit around it. A member of the Austrian chapter of SETI, the organization that looks for communication from distant planets, Dr. Bahapo, had been sweeping the skies when he discovered a suspicious signal from an area of the galaxy that holds the newly discovered Gliese 581G. A remarkable coincidence adds another layer of mystery to the announcement last night that scientists had discovered another planet in the system, Gliese 581G, the most Earth-like planet ever found. Yeah. Blah, 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 squaw, squaw, squaw. Blah, 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 squaw, squaw. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I ought to give that son of a bitch an award just for blah, blah, goddammit. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Anyways, how Gamma Alteron, who the fuck is Gamma
Alteron? What the fuck? Damn, there's like fucking 50 crows outside my house right now.
50 crows?
Yeah, you hear that right now?
A crow is returning.
There's like fucking 50 crows circling like the Birds movie, screaming their heads off. I'm about to take my slingshot out and kill all these motherfuckers.
Boo News, man. They're looking for Boo News. Shit, it
don't.
Oh,
hell no.
Ass,
Boo News, I'll stash his ass right now. Stay away from the news.
Boo News guy and shit. All right, people, need two more of these because this place sucks, man. There's nothing nutty about this shit. Hal Gemma at Arthur Tons' grandmother stabbed herself to death after suffering years of depression.
Okay.
Right. Ellen Sosa, 69, lay in her bed and stabbed herself in the heart with a kitchen knife after becoming upset at the care she had received. Okay. And last but not least, the unnuttiest news on the planet. The wish list of a dying mother, cancer sufferer, leaves husband the 100 things he must do with their two young sons, and tells him, find another woman.
Huh?
I'll buy that for $1.
Wait a minute, what?
In the last month of her life, Kate Green drew up a long list of instructions, hopes, and ambitions for the boys, which her husband has now devoted himself to fulfilling. And one of the wishes, it said, find another woman.
That's a real woman for you.
That's a real bitch for you, people.
That's a real woman for you. Oh, man, God bless her soul. Oh, my God. That's a hard-to-find woman right there.
Yeah. Well, in later news, morbidly obese man loses 200 pounds in 16 months on a chocolate diet.
On a what?
On a chocolate diet. Super slimmer Peter Algello. Algello. Right. That's an appropriate name for a fat person. Algello. Right. Has achieved every dieter's dream after he managed to lose half his body weight eating chocolate. Morbidly obese Peter from Florida, yes, we have fat people here, said the unusual diet in which he allowed himself small amounts of dark chocolate to satisfy his sweet tooth has saved his life. Damn. See, people, everybody can lose weight if you eat it in moderation. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's cool, man. Still looks fat to me, though. Oh, yeah. Base jumper. Oh, my man. Didn't think you guys heard that. Yeah. Base jumper falls 541 feet to her death from Malaysia skyscraper after parachute fails to open.
What the fuck?
What the fuck was you jumping off a goddamn tower for, you dumbass?
Boy, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, it's just an award, and I ain't even got to read that shit. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, to jump on your day off. Sorry about that, people. Oh, yeah. I'm going to read that one. Oh, that's what I meant to read, the damn New Planet story. That's what I meant to read. How the hell did I get all past that? The United Nations, that's what I wanted to read to you guys. I want to. I don't even know what a fucking article is that. The United Nations is to appoint space ambassador to act as first contact for aliens visiting Earth.
Ha 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 ha
land on Earth. Men in black will not greet them. Oh. Like a flower. Oh, man. There will no longer be any confusion over who will greet them. With the news of the United Nations, is to appoint an astrophysicist to be their first human contact. Oh, yeah.
Who?
Moslan Hoffman is expected
to be...
No, but
who's going to be their first contact?
She's an astrophysicist.
Oh, so they picked a lady already?
Oh, yeah. A groovy chick. Doesn't look hot, though. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they won't be abducting her. But, yeah. They only abduct cute chicks. Remember that, people. They only abduct cute chicks, all right? Don't need the ugly people. That's why you guys are still on Earth. Oh! Did I just say that? Anyways. Moslan Hoffman is expected to be tasked with coordinating humanity's response to an extraterrestrial visit, if required. The 58-year-old Malaysian will tell a conference next week that with the recent discovery of hundreds of planets orbiting around other stars, the detection of alien life is becoming more and more likely.
Here we go. Here we go, people. Fucking
Miss Hoffman.
Goofy Bone be fucking an alien, bitch. No time soon.
Yeah. Office for Outer Space Affairs. Yes, people.
Oh,
there is an actual office for outer space affairs. The UNOOSA. Right the fuck. Yeah, motherfuckers crazy. And recently told fellow scientists that mankind needed to be ready to deal with an alien contact. I already am. All the whores in my neighborhood, they're aliens. I know. I don't know how, but I know.
Well, I'm down to fuck some aliens. I'll tell you that, but damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking William Shatner and all up with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bring on the blue bitches, because I'm ready to fuck. Oh. Sorry, people. Didn't mean to say that. You guys watched the Smurfs back in the days, and yeah, you might have thought I was talking about Smurf back. No. But I would do her if I was a cartoon. All right. They continued search for extraterrestrial communication by several entities sustains the hope that someday humankind will receive signals from extraterrestrials. Blah, 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 squaw, 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 blah, 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 squaw, squaw, squaw.
Blah. Blah, again?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, because, yeah. People, if you want to read any more of that trash.
Oh, okay, so wait a minute. So this bitch is set up to wait for them to come, and she's the one that's going to talk to them and correspond and all this other shit?
She's the woman in black, man. They were just, you know, that's the part two is part three is coming out. It's Women in Black. WIV. Yeah. Star.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, right.
One comment says old TV. The Obama administration is watching old TV. Outer Limits episode. One of them was about aliens coming to serve man. Just like they are saying now. Once a spaceship was loaded up with politicians and greedy people and was ready to head for the great unknown. Scientists finally translated the book, The Aliens, and give them, it was a cookbook, How to Serve Men. Send them to the U.N. I'd be afraid to meet up with them after all the seek, capture, and destroy film coverage, the nutters, I believe the government has called them, has maintained as truth and shown for many decades, which covers the hostility world governments has shown their kind. I'm sure the hate and despitefulness of the UN will make a great first impression. Oh, I hope they can mind free. They'll see the first thirst of blood in their hearts, and I wonder if aliens have better morals than the aliens trying to force world domination upon us. Oh, let's hope so. Thank you there, Deborah, Texas, out of Rome, Texas, some shit like that. My bad.
What? Wait, say it's from Rome, Texas?
Yeah. Rome, Texas. Deborah out of Rome, Texas. R-H-O-M-E.
Hey, my homeboy Caesar. He's from Rome, Texas.
Yeah, like, all right.
Oh, no, be like.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I got an incoming call.
Okay. And sad news, Hollywood legend Tony Curtis dies at 85. Yes, the Some Like It Hot actor has been battling his ill health for some time. Well, I do remember you, brother. I just don't know I remember you from, but I do remember you. Yeah. And that will do it, people. We have to get into the real nutty news, goddammit, because that shit that sucked virtual ass. Yeah, that sucked virtual ass. And, here we go. Roof, roof, shouts out to all my dogs out there barking. What's the dog's name again? Weeble Wobble?
Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go, Bailey. Weeble Wobble. What kind of dog name is Weeble Wobble?
Timmy!
My bad, Timmy. His dog's name is Weeble Wobble, people. Right. Okay, we're getting into the nutty news, man. And let's get on into it. You know what I'm saying? Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and real crazy news from around the world. And we're in New York City, goddammit. New York is to replace 250,000 street signs. Yeah. It's only going to cost $27.5 million. New York officials said it will cost about $27.5 million to replace all of the city's street signs to conform to national standards. The New York City Department of Transportation said the sign, which features street names in all capital letters, will be replaced with signs featuring both capital and lowercase letters, and they will be printed in a font called Clearview. As if New York has the money to spend on that bullshit, but yeah. Knock yourself out. New
Help
York is looking for the new
sign. Stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah. In Australia, TV host announces wrong winner for top model.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that one.
You can fuck.
You're the winner?
Not. Yeah. Producers of Australia's Next Top Model have been left red-faced. And after supermodel host Sarah Murdoch announced the wrong winner in what newspaper said was the country's most awkward TV moment. Murdoch,
in the world.
Daughter-in-law of media baron Rupert Murdoch, right, we know who the fuck that is, was close to tears after realizing she had mistakenly announced 19-year-old Kelsey Martinovich as the winner of the Foxtel TV series during the live finale. Well, I guess you're going to cry also because you're in an award. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. People, I mean.
Timmy!
Yes, next top model here in the U.S., Evelyn Angel. Give it up, people. Oh. A lot of support there, yeah.
Yeah, I need a lot, all right.
In Utah, police investigate family on polygamy TV show.
On a what?
I've seen this stupid shit, man. The dude talking about he got four fucking wives, man. Is y'all fucking serious? And y'all gonna put this shit on TV? It's got to be some stupid motherfuckers out there.
You got four fucking wives.
The new reality TV show, Sister Wives.
Well, actually, he's only married to one woman. The rest of them live with him.
Right. Right. Featuring a real-life advertising salesman and four women, he calls his spouses, has sparked a criminal bigamy investigation by police in Utah. The show following the lives of Cody Brown, 41, the four women and their 16 children, premiered on the TLC cable channel, catching the attention of authorities in the Utah town of Lehi, just south of Salt Lake City, where the family lives together in a large, disgusting house. Oh, I mean, yeah, that's what I meant. All kind of shit all time. I mean, just for you to even, you know what I'm saying, even joke about some shit like that. Man, I don't come away with that bullshit. Okay, don't go to Africa. You want to get four White House, goddammit. Or go to India. And you can get 16 other motherfuckers. And all you nasty motherfuckers can live in one household. Yeah. It's my American dream. Yeah. Not. Good old hard beat, man. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Awesome. Damn, going over here to Florida, man. Damn it. Get out of our way. Damn it, Florida. But this is why we're known for what we're known for. Hitting old people, talking on the cell phone. You're not supposed to be driving. Yeah, we do all that funny shit. Eating in your bushes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. We'll do it. Dad wants pregame prayers at football games. Stop. God damn it. Yeah, I fucking want to make a voice because I don't have any fucking thing else to do, so I'm going to talk about pregame prayers. Yeah, right. Louis Fromm. Where the hell is he from? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. An assistant coach for the Holmes County Pee-wee Football Association formally requested that the Vernon, Florida City Council end the league's traditional 50-yard line pregame prayer ritual, alleging that his and his son's First Amendment rights are being violated. See, this is why I hate Americans. Motherfuckers don't even know they're right. But you know one goddamn right. Don't even know how to exercise this shit. But you're going to shut the fuck up, man. I'm going to give you a series of awards right now. Anyway, I got to keep reading. League officials say they are a private organization that takes no government money, and the city has no right to prevent them from saying prayers on the field before games. But Crom says the league may be private, but the field on which it plays its game is its public property, Crom says, and the city must order the pregame prayers to stop. Why don't you get your fucking kid out of the game then, if you don't like the motherfucking pregame prayers? You and your atheist goddamn family.
Fuck who? Fucking giving you problems.
Man, what the fuck? Well, that, see, stupid Americans like that give America bad fucking names. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Ah, damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired.
Lying, piece of sack of shit. The trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Sounds good.
Oh, man. I had to lay out everything for him, man. What the hell is going on, people? I mean, if that was a Muslim doing that same shit, talking about, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to stop goddamn doing the pregame prayers because my son, you know what I'm saying, doesn't pray to whoever y'all even talking about. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we'll tell him to get the fuck on out of here. Get the fuck out of the country. Why y'all saying that? Hey, tell me. Back to the trailer park, goddammit. That's some trailer park shit right now.
But
I got one for you. Hold on, brother. I got another one for you. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, that's my walk through music. Where the fuck is the damn shit at, man? I had one for him, people. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't
www.blowme.com. If you own a home that is mobile and 14 cars that aren't, you might be a redneck. Mike?
Yeah. If you own a lawnmower and you put a couch on the motherfucker to replace the seat and drive that bitch to the club, might be a motherfucking redneck. You got black necks too, because, you know, shit, they put rims on the track and they drive that shit.
They got 44s in the back.
Yeah, rednecks and black necks. You know what I'm saying? Black necks, they do the same thing. They just put rims on the track and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no.
Man, we got a little radio on the goddamn steering wheel and shit. Like, nigga, I'm jamming, nigga. Going to the club. And they valet parking. Don't you scratch them. All right, anyways, over here in Washington, dicks on chicks. Yeah, that's Washington, D.C., people. Kansas science kits are unsafe because they contain rulers and paper clips. Okay. I guess nobody has kids. Yeah. Wait a minute. Heavenly Angel, wasn't that on the damn packing list when you had to send the kids back to school? Oh, what, rulers? They supply rulers at school. Wow. Who would ever come?
No, we had to get a ruler, too.
You didn't have to get a ruler. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we have to get everything. Marking pens, pencils, glue, tissue for their nose to blow. All kinds of things. Whole list, whole page full of stuff.
She lives in Washington, because Seattle, Washington. She's there. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has been mired, one of them big words, for weeks in deliberation as it writes guidelines on what makes a product
a children's product? And consequently, which products would have to undergo more stringent safety testing as part of a 2008 law? Caught up in the debate are the classroom science kits and some of the items they contain, such as paper clips to show kids how magnets work, and science kit makers ask for a testing exemption for the paper clips and other materials, and the commission declined. Although they didn't give a damn about all the lead-filled paint that's inside your kid's classroom, but hey, you know, they don't care about the health. Yeah. In New Mexico, man gets probation for shitting in car. That's unprofessional, people. For defecating in wrong car. Fuck that. The teenager shitted in the wrong car. Yeah. Shitting in a man's car, people. What the hell is that? Mistakenly thinking it was his girlfriend, has been convicted and sentenced to probation. Leaving work late the night of March 11, the car's owner reported finding Purifoy. What the hell kind of name is that? Purifoy? In the back seat of his Honda Civic, pulling up his underwear. This is your car? Purifoy said before bolting the scene, according to documents filed in court. I thought this was Desiree's car. He's a nasty bastard either way it goes. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that, people?
Wait a minute, what happened?
That type of shit. He shitted in the wrong car, man.
He shitted in the wrong car?
The man shitted in the wrong car.
Oh, my goodness.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And the question all of America wants to know is, what did he use to wipe his ass? Right.
I never shitted in a car before. I shitted on the light rail.
Well, no, this was intentional, though. He thought it was his ex-girlfriend's car. So that's why he did it.
Oh. Well, whoopsie.
But it ended up being another dude's car. He shitted in the wrong car at night. People, stay off of the roofies, all right? Stay off of the roofies. Jesus, people. In the U.K., nuttiest place on the planet. You got to love them. Man dies after downing a pint of vodka in 4 seconds.
A pint of vodka, okay.
So he died?
In 4 seconds, yeah, people. I'm pretty sure that would have killed a couple of people. 4 seconds, do y'all?
Would have killed
me. What a pure liquor, people. Pure vodka. If you take a beer to the head in 4 seconds, your ass will feel woozy like a motherfucking damn and want to throw up. Now, you talking about taking a whole pint of vodka? Right. Richard Davies, 29, from Thornaby, near Stockton, had been drinking with friends. Oh, okay. Well, he was drinking with friends before the alcohol knocked him unconscious. Mr. Davies was found not breathing in a pool of his own blood and died hours later. Recording a verdict of misadventure. What the fuck is that? SI coroner Tony Eastwood said the alcohol in his system had killed him. In a statement read out by Deputy Teside Coroner Tony Eastwood, he said Richard drank a pint of vodka in 4 seconds or so. So, I mean, I still misleading to me. I don't understand. I guess what he must be drinking all day long. And then finally took that one bottle to the head. I would think it might make you, I don't know. It might get throw up. I thought it would, you know what I'm saying, taking that much alcohol, you would throw up, not pass out.
But it sounds like fun. I got to try it.
Oh, yeah, that's my next adventure. Hey, everybody, get your shot glasses. Fucking toss it up. Yeah, all right.
Israel war, brother. Yeah.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All righty then. Hey,
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
These are conversations from the hood.
Sounds loud to me.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Big woman's backing up. Everybody, watch out. Watch out.
What the fuck is funny? I don't know. It's so fucking
funny. Oh, man. Yeah, that's always a classic. Man. The fat people are around and you hear Chuck backing up. Watch out. She's backing up.
That was that night.
Right. In China, god damn, who wants to motherfucking move it? Why do people live in China? I guess because they make good cheap products, huh? Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Sony. Teen is beaten to death at camp for web addiction. Man, we need that camp here in motherfucking United States. Shit, you sons of bitches, man. Chinese teenager was allegedly beaten to death at a boot camp for troubled youth that his mother had lured him in to attend by promising he was going to study IT. Damn, that's fucked up. Then Shai, 16, died 2 days after enrolling in Baitang School in Changsha, capital of central China's Hunan province, having been beaten up when he refused to run during training. According to witnesses, an instructor helped by two others beat him with a plastic pipe, handcuffs, and a wooden baton when he refused to run.
Wow.
Damn. And, they did that here in Florida, so, I mean, hell, it's not like, you know what I'm saying? I've never heard that one before. Yeah. They killed a 16-year-old boy in boot camp down here in Panama City, Florida, the first day he was in camp. You know what I'm saying? And on camera, in front of the motherfucking on-site nurse who stood in front watching all of this shit happen as six guards punched and beat on the dude, put him in the headlock, choked him out, and then when they so-called revived him, they stuffed ammonia tabs in his nose.
Oh, fuck. Come on,
and,
people, we can't be doing that shit.
That's a cool thing. All of the officers that got acquitted.
That was a while ago. I remember that.
They got acquitted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
But they all white.
The nurse got off. Come on.
Yeah,
people.
They were white.
This is where we're living in now. This is where we're living in. But
they all white.
Up that is, we're
yeah,
all the way
white.
To China, and the same shit's happened. But who you
they
need to blame
white.
Now? You need to blame that goddamn parent. But her conniving bullshit man shouldn't have sent her fucking kid over there to get fucked up. He wasn't a troubled kid. So you done sent him to somewhere to toughen him up as a man, and you know, well, there you go. I guess he's tough now.
Damn, Rojo,
yeah.
You didn't find that motherfucker? I ain't gonna give you another one.
What?
What are you doing? I don't know how to. I don't even know that fucking phone. I just barely. I bought it because it was. Why, what's up? You calling bitches or what? What's up? Tell
all
them come
the people
make...
talking through this broadcast, I'd like to give you a
shut the fuck up! You speak when fucking spoken to, okay?
Wait.
This is not fucking high school, motherfucker!
Oh, did I say that?
That's terrible.
You found out how to delete?
Yeah, that's fucked up, China. Damn. Uh-oh, my bad.
I'm trying to get some women to come make some breakfast for us. In the hood.
Right.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Well, that wasn't for you, Goomy, though.
Yeah. Thanks.
Happened to get right on in there. That was cool.
I got that bread in the morning.
Fuck, man, in Las Vegas. Oh shit.
We gotta watch out, Goofy Bone.
That's right.
Us, man. Vegas hotel pool. Death rate burns tourists. That could have been fucking us, dog. I mean, shit. We could have been getting high.
That could have been us and the chick next door.
Yeah. That could have been fucking us, man. Shit. Yes, at the new Madara Hotel. Did we see that? Yeah, that must be brand new. I don't remember seeing that while we was there. Madara Hotel have been complaining that because of an architectural flaw on the glass skyscraper, the sun's rays are being magnified and reflected onto an area of the pool, causing severe burns.
Alrighty then.
Damn. There have been reports that even plastic has melted from the heat. And when hotel employees were asked about it, they are kind of giggling and saying, yeah, we know. We call it the death ray. Say it even melts plastic cups. A plastic Madara bag holding a newspaper was also burned through by the sun.
Damn.
You want to murder them, bitch, take them to Las Vegas. Let's go for a swim, Jim. Yeah. I'll be right in. I got to go get a towel. Right.
You know what's
like
sad?
A motherfucker getting his ass into the pool.
You know what's sad?
Barbie! Oh! Yeah, what a world.
The people knew about it, but they didn't do shit.
That's what I'm
about
saying.
It.
These
know
motherfuckers
I mean.
Know about it. So why y'all don't have signs? And that's a lawsuit. We need to go right now and get us a fucking lawsuit, though. We need to sit in there, get, you know, get our hand burnt or something. You know what I'm saying? That's a fucking lawsuit.
Happens?
Y'all don't have no signs posted
the
up.
Sun
that's warning. Hey,
the water?
We got a fucking
burn?
Mirror reflection problem. Or you need to take that goddamn panel of glass out and replace it with some fucking plexiglass.
Something like that.
People have no fucking, you know what I'm saying? No real mental mind thinking, people.
Shouts out to Daria Fawn.
Well, shouts out to her. Yeah. In Pennsylvania, last but not least, people. Times are hard, man. Times are really fucking hard. City lays off police dogs. As if you guys were paying this level of it. You know what I'm saying? The financial situation is so bad in one western Pennsylvania city that even its police dog has been laid off. Damn.
Sounds like something we need to do.
Didn't that city council vote to lay off 9 workers of the city's 47 workers? They include 3 of the city's top, city's 12 police, including Officer Justin Scalzo, who handles the city's drug-sniffing dog, Wando. People, let's move to Pennsylvania, because we can get all our drugs through there now. Wando is gone.
Wando. I'm talking about going over there trying to get Boonoo's a job. Hey, my son will work for minimum wage.
Oh, man. What in the hell?
Boonoo's, find all the drugs for me and Snap. Go get him.
Timmy!
Oh, man. All right, people. That will do it for the Nutty News of the Day, man. Brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news. Around the world. And I mean
I say what the hell you
world. And real quick, just to let y'all know.
Yeah, right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the FNANR Indie Artist Seminar presented by
Listen up, motherfucker, tell you Scott Sediba.
Going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010 at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, going down. What the fuck is my new music at? I got a bunch of new music. What the hell happened to it?
That's a bitch. 384, that's K-Jizzle. What's happening, Pepper? Up in this motor, nigga.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, you already know. How the shooting going? How the video going?
Man, it's going great. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ashwood, he doing his motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? We shot another video yesterday. KG, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with me to that song. You got it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Shot a video to that. And fucking Ashwood, he doing his fucking thing in the studio. Grip.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna get my video up and running, Waffling, you know, get the old video, put it together, shit, represent for my motherfucking self one time, you know, put that out there, you know. And then I'm gonna do one for Gangsta Party on us, you know what I'm saying? There ain't not but a Gangsta Party on us. Put me old fake Tupac bandana on, you know what I'm saying? And put me some fake patch like I got in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Shit, make a video.
That's what it is. Once you get that video, you email it to me now. When you get that video,
you'll see that shit posted, man. You gonna see it posted and do a bulletin. I'm gonna send it out so everybody can add it to your DVDs. You know what I'm saying? And all that shit.
You got
that's
my email.
That's the next step we need to have. Everybody send me your motherfucking videos so I can go ahead and put this indie DVD together. You know what I'm saying? With all indie videos. So people ride around in their cars, you know what I'm saying? They can listen, and they can see you on the video.
Hell yeah.
And that's that indie shit. You know what I'm saying? That's that indie shit. So send me y'all shit. WDGERadio@gmail.com. It's going
right
down.
Now, I got my video. It's done. My video done. I just didn't post it up nowhere. Yeah, it's done. I just haven't posted it because I still need to, like, make its final touches. You know what I'm saying? I got to make it look good.
Right.
I don't want no bullshit out there.
What time it is, people? You know what I'm saying? It's going down. This is Mr. KG, you know what I'm saying? Representing out of TAMPA, another independent artist on the rise. You know what I'm saying? Shout
Red
out to those people. Yeah, man. I got something y'all need to do real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do this for me real quick.
When they received the call that multiple shots rang out along the 5,000 block here. And again,
as police search for the killer, tonight an area nightclub is hosting an event. The 22-year-old gunned down Monday in a friend's driveway and just a few days later was taken off of life support.
And again, his birthday was just last month, but actually in July, July 14th, when he turned 22 years old.
If you open your eyes, you would see your family and your homies crying for a G who thought he had smarts in this game of life. Who just got married to a newly pregnant wife, who didn't know the other side of her man. He had a little problem with the dope man. When the money was short, he's giving a loan. When the money came in, he never got on the phone. Was it worth it? Your life is over. This is what happens when you think you're getting over. Trying to keep the people putting trust in you. You should have opened your eyes before you were through. This can all be prevented by you. Just gotta learn that rule well, never to burn. Then they got you for a little sack. Now your pretty little wife has to wear black.
With your eyes closed, you can go different places. Mingle with the stars and see different faces. It's up to you where you wanna take yourself in life. Like, stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes.
With your eyes closed, you can go different places.
Mingle with the stars and see different faces.
It's up to you where you wanna take yourself in life.
Stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes and you'll see the light. Don't get on your grind, cause it's your time to shine. Quit wasting your time, you only got one life. One life, things right, no matter what it takes. Take who was in your face, man, put him in his place. If a dude get fucked, then a dude get straight. I'll tell you right now, ain't a man alive who could take my time. Shit, this is all mine. Everything I have, best believe I work for. It's a struggle every day in the city, getting old. Public housing, single moms on food stamps. Reaching out the hand, looking for a helping hand. She works the 9 to 5 and she's raising 2 kids. Shout out, baby daddy, man, look what she did. It's all good, cause she don't need your ass. You like a piece of paper, she threw you in the trash.
With your eyes closed, you can go different places.
Mingle with the stars and see different faces.
It's up to you where you wanna take yourself in life.
Stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes closed, you can go different places.
Mingle with the stars and see different faces.
It's up to you where you wanna take yourself in life.
Stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes.
Just in the attic, ready to leak, yo.
out, unleash bad habits, bad tensions. With a vision for precision in the hood, for a hustle, crazy pigeons. It's your boy, better living, dudes cooking in the kitchen. Steady on a mission, trying to make it down to Christmas. Did you miss this? Did you get this? Or can I talk about that? Look for the dude, that dude with that backpack. Did you get that? Is that perp in that sack? Look for that. Is that perp in that sack? Look for that. Pick it up around the station, wait for a destination. Conversations, deep, dirty faces, investigations, allegations. It's that rise of the nation. The question is, who's got the patience? I know you know about these demons that we facing. With my eyes and my mind both steady elevating.
With your eyes closed, you can go different places. Mingle with the stars and see different faces. Change it up to you where you wanna take your top of life. Like, stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes. With your eyes closed, you can go different places. Mingle with the stars and see different faces. Change it up to you where you wanna take your top of life. Stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes. Open up your eyes.
I said it once, I'ma say it again. I told these men, I only get the chance to win. I'm in the shop, my life is in the hands of a clock. It's so crowded at the bottom, but my goal is to top. I never thought it'll take me to the point of a drop. I never stop, even though my chance is greater for loss. I'll take a chance, my mind works in the form of a trance. But I know positivity can overcome the demand. Positivity, supply and demand. Negativity is conquered by a guy with a plan. But I demand an upper hand with every chance that I can. This man moves forward while others just take a stand. Never in a standstill, I'm exploring new lands. Keep pointing to the sky cause I follow my hands. While the only thing you follow is celebrity brand. Ice and chains and diamond rings, stupid as fame.
With your eyes closed, you can go different places. Mingle with the stars and see different faces. Change it up to you where you wanna take your top of life. Stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes closed, you can go different places.
Mingle with the stars and see different faces. Change it up to you where you wanna take your top of life. Stop fucking around, man, and open up your eyes.
Open up your eyes.
Yeah, I make it rain, you can tell I ball by the ice of my chain. Get it,
club, I do my thing. Standing on the bar, money in the thing. Throwing out cash, yeah, I make it rain. You can tell I ball by the ice of my chain.
All right, I don't want to hear that shit. Check this out, people. I want to read something to y'all real quick, man. This is some crazy, crazy shit coming up. We got 5 minutes left in the motherfucking show. I'm going to get out of here one last song after I get y'all off into this. First of all, let me beam everybody up in here, man. Y'all get y'all live laugh on, goddammit. You know what I'm saying. All right, check this out,
thank
people.
You, Timmy.
Thank
you, Timmy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
did anybody click on that link, man?
I'm not looking at the chat room at the moment, but I'll give a look at it.
Well, don't worry.
I'm not at the computer.
Marijuana soda, people. Medicinal users now have smoke-free options. Oh, yeah. Thirsty? Why not open an ice-cold bottle of pot-infused root beer? A new line of pot-infused beverages masquerading behind soda flavors are now available to patients with a prescription, Heavenly Angel, for medical marijuana. Made by Colorado-based Dixie Elixirs, decarbonated drinks are marketed to medicinal marijuana patients who wish to avoid weed culture stigma. The organic drinks come in 8 different flavors, including root beer, pink lemonade, or grape, and serve as alternatives to smoking cannabis, which is legal for medical use by prescription in 14 states and used as an alternative to painkiller. Who knows? Maybe Mrs. Norbury's marijuana tablets aren't so out of the question after all. No word on how much a case of drinkable marijuana will cost, but we have a feeling it may run a little higher than anything Pepsi is.
Beer, yeah, that sounds good to me.
Damn.
I damn sure buy me a bottle of shit.
Right away.
$5 a bottle? Let me get that.
Hey, I think Spy Knight has some news from Sweden. Don't you have some nutty news from Sweden, Spy?
What was that?
Accommodation?
Oh, yeah, the hotel that put sex toys into the mini bar.
Say that again, sex toys, did you say?
Yeah, sex toys.
What the hell going on with the nutty? Damn. Don't love me.
What's
Spartans
up with the music?
That's what I'm saying. Damn.
They're offering
they're
sex
like,
toys
fuck
where?
You guys, I just want to play. I want to fucking play. Porn. God damn it, it's porn. Yeah, I'm here. We know you're here, porn.
A trendy Stockholm hotel which offers its guests complimentary sex toys in their rooms have been criticized by police for glorifying the sex trade, reported the Svenska Dagbladet daily. Let me see.
Because of the kids.
A hotel,
you know,
in central Stockholm decided to expand the range of items included in the room price, from the standard coffee and tea, mini bar drinks, and fat-sized Bible, to include sex toys such as handcuffs, tie-ups, and a vibrator.
But this is my thing. When you go to check in, and you got kids, do they, you know, have a separate room or something?
Well,
if you read down further.
Yeah, it says that they put the sex toys in the mini bar, so that's no place for kids to come anyway.
But they do take them out of the room if they know children are coming.
Oh, okay.
So they do ask.
Oh, yeah, that's a good option. Shit, work that.
Yeah, and it's free. It's like, you know, going to your breakfast bar.
Yeah, how do they do that at the bar? Do you want your sex toys in the mini bar, or do we have to take them out? No. Leave them there. Bellboy, leave the sex toys in room 10 for Mr. Peterson, please.
Right. People,
they have quite a variety, too, you know.
That is
quite a variety.
Unsanitary, okay? If you need...
No. You get to take it home with you.
Oh. All righty, then. Well, get out of here.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
that? Want to be a gentleman?
Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kite.
Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy kite, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the crazy cock.
Yeah, that's funny to me. All right, people, check this out, man. Please go and check out 813 Battles, man, at YouTube.com. You know what I'm saying? Also,
and
leave comments on the video, and then go to www.813battles.web.com. That is the official website for 813 Battles, where you can go and check out all the battles and vote. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Ashwood.
Vote for each battle. So make sure you go there and check it out. Shout out to everybody that's been participating so far, Ashwood. AWOL, all them bust-ass niggas from Orlando that you only get no names spoken because you think it's strange. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else, man, my nigga Rob, who else participated in this 305?
K-Dizzle.
You ain't did no battles yet, nigga. talking about everybody
you
gonna the
set,
battles,
you going to set one up for me, though.
Oh, yeah. We got that coming up, what that, November? We got Thanksgiving battle going now? Yeah, that's coming
something
up.
Like that.
We got this whole month
told
of
me something like that, but I don't know. I'm supposed to be battling somebody from, I think, 305, and then
and
after that, I'm going to be
Orlando
battling Ashwood.
Believe that. It ain't going to be Orlando.
No, Orlando, sorry.
Niggas washed up like old women's draws. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh. Should I say that? which one are you talking about? Oh, yeah. The one on. Did y'all check out the show yesterday? Because you saw the was late.
I heard it. You was late, Mister.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna catch that.
Shoot.
Yeah,
you
I had car
late.
Problems, man. The motherfucking battery, man. Middle finger to 18-month battery. So they give you. They give you batteries, but them sons of bitches, boy, you got to get like 3-4 of them motherfuckers. Damn. Bitches
I
boy,
gave up on you.
Yeah, man. So I was outside working on the fucking shit, man, and then came in and started the show like 1 o'clock. I was like, God damn, man. I couldn't even get in the fucking house because I might have working on the car. My cousin took off with my keys. I'm like, oh, what the hell is going on? It was just crazy yesterday, people. But the show still went on. So you can still catch the archives, you know what I'm saying? Car problems. I gave car problems 101 tips for troubleshooting your vehicle. You know what I'm saying? You need to check that shit out. If you own a vehicle, you need to check that show out. That was yesterday's show on Wednesday. So check it out. It's going down like that. And I'll be in the hood soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling out. I got to go and do what I does. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's
what I'm saying. And, hey, KT, what y'all over at Ashwood spot or what?
Nah, right now I'm on Hillsborough 22nd. I'm in Meridian Point. So I'm chilling with my...
Oh, stationed there. He said, yeah, Ashwood at work.
Yeah, he probably in the lab or something. He probably with AWOL. Because I called him, but ain't nobody answered the phone.
No, I'm saying he at work. He should have been at work.
Which means he should have been at work? What you talking about?
He should be at work. Unless this is new news to me. Okay, I guess I'll have to ask him myself.
News update here.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on, people. We've got to get a motherfucking late breaking
shit,
news. Goddamn,
the only one we got is
late breaking news.
Oh.
That's the only word we got is the lab. That's it. That's the only word we got. That's our hustle.
No, what was his 9-to-5 job? He just had 2 jobs.
Yeah, he did. He was working at some roofing company, but I don't think he's doing that no more.
And then he was working at the car dealership.
Yeah, and he ain't doing that no more neither.
Okay. Everybody's back to the grind, back to the hustle.
Right back to the
hustle. All good, people. That's what I believe. If you're a motherfucking artist, goddammit, you shouldn't be working for nobody anyway. Get your ass out there and sell your motherfucking music. If you ain't selling
exactly.
yourself, then what the fuck is you
exactly.
doing?
Exactly.
Support yourself by selling your music. That's what
exactly.
you're supposed to do. Stop trying
that's
to take the software out
doing.
And get a motherfucking job,
that's,
nigga. Get on your grind.
That's what the fuck I'm doing.
Pushing
I'm
real good.
Fucking right. Damn it, if you're only making $5 a day, shit, stop smoking weed for a couple of days.
Stop smoking pot.
Straight up. Stop smoking pot.
What
whatever
you
whatever
about,
you're spending your extra motherfucking money on as an artist, damn it, you need to tighten up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Put that shit to the side. Focus on your dream and get to make your motherfucking dream. See, this is the problem. Well, we got motherfucking artists all around goddamn Tampa right now ain't blowing up because they want to motherfucking smoke every day. They want to drink. They want to do this. They want to do that. But they don't want to sell their fucking music and concentrate on their career. But they want the DJ to come along and sell their shit and then give them half the goddamn profit. Yeah, what the kind of shit is that?
Exactly. That's why I sell my beats and shit like that. I make $30, $40 off a beat. You know what I'm saying? That's only one beat right there. Some of my beats go for a yard. That's how bad they is.
You're supposed to do. Believe in yourself. That's what you do. You believe in yourself, man.
That's
you know
what I be
saying?
Doing, man.
And sell your shit.
Just fill up the trunk and open it up. Get out there and open
real.
The trunk up.
That's real. This is the only place in Florida, man. Nobody, period. Start doing your demographic searches, and you will find out there is no such thing as the bootleg gang. Let me ask you something, Heavenly Angel. Y'all got anybody on the street corner selling mixed CDs or any kind of CDs?
Yeah, you'll see people doing that. You'll see people fill up their trunks, too, and leave the trunks open and sell them like that.
And sell them right now out there. So they're grinding. They sell
right
them
out the trunk. They'll go on the beach. They'll go on the hot spots, and they'll just open up the trunk and call it out,
I'll be on the beach selling water. Fuck that.
Come get it.
Oh,
people do that, too. They do that, too. They do that, too.
Well, shit, y'all got entrepreneurial. I thought we was on one bootleg in the goddamn game. You know what I mean?
No. Every chance
hustle
they got.
Hustle is everywhere you go. Hustle is everywhere you go. Hey, well, that's what I mean, then. Stay on your grind, shit. You know what I mean? Get on your grind.
Selling waters.
You know what I'm saying? They stand on the side selling waters. You know, for me personally, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in that panhandling shit. That's some fag shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't support nobody standing on the motherfucking side of the goddamn interstate talking something. I'm homeless. I'm a vet. If you're a motherfucking vet, you could take your ass to the VA. I'm a vet. And if I need help, I can go to the VA. I know this shit. So all them motherfuckers is lying. You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all. Y'all should go and get y'all goddamn pension plans and all that shit. Believe you me, when y'all see vets, that's some bullshit. The VA will help them out. You know what I'm saying? They will give them, and we got special little homes and shit for the vets and all that. No, don't be playing all into that shit. Give me your motherfucking money. You save your goddamn dollars. Bitches ain't rich. Stop giving your motherfucking money away. If you see a goddamn Mexican, shoot him in his goddamn head. Get your punk ass off the motherfucking block. The hell is a Mexican doing on the side of the road? When y'all people look out for y'all.
Ain't nothing wrong with selling a bag of oranges, baby.
Yeah, but they standing out there with the sign. In motherfucking Mexican.
Well.
This fucking home's right down 20. 20-